The Senate Judiciary Committee has completed its hearing on the controversial nomination of Alabama Attorney General William Pryor to the Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta. Pryor, a star in conservative Republican legal circles, is opposed by virtually every civil rights, consumer, and environmental group in the country, though he has some important support from prominent black Democrats in Alabama. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Pryor's performance before the Judiciary Committee was at once direct and evasive. The nominee did not back away from some of his most controversial positions. On abortion, for instance, he stood by his statement that the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision was, quote, the worst abomination of constitutional law in our history.
I believe that not only is the case unsupported by the text and structure of the Constitution, but it has led to a morally wrong result. It has led to the slaughter of millions of innocent unborn children.
When senators questioned whether Pryor could abide by a decision he views as so immoral, he said he could and that he had as state attorney general. Similarly, Pryor stood by the brief he filed urging the Supreme Court to uphold state laws that make it a crime for adults to engage in consenting homosexual conduct. Pryor said he was only reiterating the position taken by the Supreme Court 17 years ago. But Democrat Russell Feingold suggested that Pryor's views were more than that. Was it true, Feingold asked, that Pryor had rescheduled his family vacation to avoid taking his children to Disney World on Gay Day?
We made a value judgment and changed our plan and went another weekend.
Feingold got less direct answers when he pressed Pryor on another matter, his role as a founder and treasurer of the Republican Attorneys General Association, known as RAGA. The association raises money for GOP candidates for attorney general, and by funneling the money through the Republican National Committee, avoids having to disclose which corporations give to which candidates. Senator Feingold noted that Pryor got $100,000 from the Republican National Committee fund.
Do you think it's appropriate for attorney generals to solicit funds or receive funds from corporations whom they may later have to investigate?
Well, I wasn't receiving in that instance a direct contribution, of course, from a corporation. I was receiving it from the Republican National State Elections Committee.
Then will you provide to the committee a comprehensive list of RAGA's contributors and the amounts and dates of their contributions?
I don't have such a list, Senator.
Who does?
The Republican National Committee.
Will you urge them to provide that list?
If you need that kind of list, that you really need to seek it from them.
You oppose the disclosure of this information?
I'm not saying that I oppose it or I favor it.
I'm taking this as a refusal to urge the release of this information.
When the subject returned to some of the controversial positions Pryor has taken in the Supreme Court, advocating states' rights over anti-discrimination laws, he was once again direct in defending his views. But as Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch observed, Pryor prevailed in most of those cases, so how could he be, quote, out of the mainstream?
What strikes me as ironic is that you are being criticized for your position in a number of cases that you won.
The answers got murkier, though, when senators queried the nominee about positions he's taken in the lower courts. Democrat Richard Durbin asked, for instance, about a brief that Pryor filed in a case testing the validity of a federal gun law. The law bars possession of a firearm by someone who is the subject of a court restraining order because of a history of spousal abuse. Pryor said he did not seek to invalidate the firearm law as a violation of the Second Amendment right to bear arms, prompting Senator Edward Kennedy to roar back, "Your brief included the words, a sweeping and arbitrary infringement on the Second Amendment right to bear arms." By day's end, one thing was sure, the hearing was over, but the fight was not. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.